Highlight of the game today.
Mm-hmm.
Ovation for Corbin.
That was neat.
We talked about it on Nat's post game just a few minutes ago, but it was a, I thought, a respectable moment from the fan base, and it was a prideful moment for me. One of those, this is a good look for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw Bobby Witt Jr. in the Royals dugout. I was behind the visitors dugout a handful of rows up with the kids, and I saw them kind of talking to each other and like pointing over toward Corbin. They're probably going, what in the hell's this about? This guy just pitched a mediocre game and has an ERA of about 6. But I'm sure somebody knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Final start, final year, 6-year contract, helped win the World Series, 2 players left. And he's the easiest punching bag in the world, and I've been taking some of the swings. I get it. I think we all have taken our turns.
Yeah, the jokes write themselves.
But if I could be an old man for a second and get on my soapbox, at a time in sports and in life when the little things have never mattered less, showing up, caring about doing your job, like the stuff your dad talked about, your curmudgeonly uncle, you know, gives the millennials, you know, guff about, just punching the time card and saying you're going to be somewhere at the right time and then showing up before you're supposed to be there. And never screwing anybody over. Like, the baseball version of those things is what Patrick Corbin did. Now, he didn't pitch well enough. That's his crime. And I totally get that. It was bad for the last, count them, 5 years. He was the worst pitcher in baseball. If 2019 didn't happen, then we could have a different conversation. But it did.
It did.
And everyone says, well, he was the worst pitcher. Eh. I mean, there were other pitchers that were worse. And there are other pitchers who were equally as bad, who never pitched as much as him, so you don't know it. Because they were terrible and the team said kick rocks, or they were terrible and got sent down, or they were terrible and got cut. And in Corbin's case, because of his contract, like Top Gun, they just kept sending him up. And I think it's admirable to just kind of keep taking the assignment knowing you can't fly the jet.
Yeah, I mean, you got cases a month ago or so where David Martinez is going, yeah, no matter what, Patrick Corbin's throwing 100 pitches tomorrow because the bullpen's wiped out.
How lonely a feeling is that?
You know,
you have lost it, you don't have it. You know it's not going to go well, and there's going to be thousands of people watching you, booing you, angry at you, as you just keep standing on that mound all by yourself.
Yeah, getting shelled or not, it's lonely out there. There's nobody coming to help you. Yeah, the level of professionalism, I think, is important. It was a good example for his teammates. They adore him, understandably. He also, he and his wife made a huge donation to the Nats Youth Academy. I think there's a scoreboard now that's in his family's name. That's part of it.
Did he name it the Grant and Danny scoreboard on our behalf?
I think he named it, maybe it's the Corbin scoreboard. I don't know.
Ooh, weird choice.
Yeah.
Should have gone with the Grant and Danny National
nice.
Youth Academy scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
For like the 4 interviews we did with him.
Yeah, the couple times you talked to him at spring training that time.
Over 6 years.
Yeah.